Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited Q2 FY24 Result Conference Call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varadarajan Sivasankha from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Akshay. Good morning, everyone. I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all the participants and the top management of HPCL. We have with us Mr. Pushpakumar Joshi, Chairman Managing Director, Mr. Rajneesh Narang, Director Finance, Mr. K. Vinod, Executive Director of Corporate Finance, Mr. Lokesh Chhabra, General Manager Corporate Finance. Without much ado, I would like to hand over the floor to the HPCL manager for the initial comments, followed by the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Varadarajan. Good morning, everyone. I am Rajneesh Narang, Director of Finance, HPCL. On behalf of HPCL team, we welcome you all to post Q2 results phone call. Some of the statements that we'll be making during the phone call are based on management assessments, and we believe that these management assessments and statements based thereupon are reasonable. However, considering that the future is uncertain and oil being a geopolitically sensitive commodity, management assessments might not pan out in an exactly similar manner. Further, this is a quarterly result phone call, so we request that you may kindly restrict your questions to quarterly results. I request Mr. Pushpakumar Joshi, our Chairman and Managing Director, who is chairing this call, to make his opening remarks and set the context for the today's meeting.
A very good day to all the friends present here. First of all, let me begin by expressing our gratitude to all of you for participating in this con call. I am grateful to all of you. During this con call, our attempt would be to share as much details as possible. And as Director of Finance has mentioned, this would be our assessment of the situation. And we would also like to share with you the details of where we are, what exactly our plans going forward. So let me begin by saying that we have had a very good H1, and as all of you may be aware by now, that this was the record profit HPCL has made in its history. And this is even higher than our annual profit in the past few years, in the past years. So therefore, this is a good thing, and we thank everybody for the support which we have got for this. Now, looking at the international situation going forward, all of us understand the geopolitical situation which is playing out and which is impacting our operations in terms of our crude procurement, in terms of product cracks. Nevertheless, our attempt has been threefold in the past few years. Number one is strengthening the quality and both the capacity of our assets. And I'm very happy to share with you that whatever CAPEX which we have done in past 5 years has started yielding results. And at the outset, I also want to share with you that in past few days, we have very successfully commissioned our new hydrocracker unit at Vishakhapatnam, which would help us in enhancing our diesel production. It will help us in improving our distillate yields. And this is one of the largest facility, most energy efficient facility in the country and possibly in top 5 in the world. So that is one in terms of enhancing the capacity of our assets and the quality of our refining assets. So in that, one is our Vishakha refinery expansion, where we are going from 8.33 million tons to 15 million tons. We have already expanded our Mumbai refinery from 7.5 tons metric million tons to 9.5 metric million tons. And I'm happy to share again that unit has stabilized, and we are refining. Our throughput is higher than 9.5 if you have to calculate on annual basis. Third is in terms of our pipeline infrastructure. In last year, we have commissioned two major pipeline projects. One is our pipeline connectivity from Bangalore or Hassan in Bangalore to Chellapalli, that is Hyderabad. So now we have seamless connectivity from our import terminal at Mangalore to Hyderabad. This pipeline is going to help us in optimizing our logistic cost. Similarly, post our Vizag refinery expansion for the project product evacuation, we have expanded our pipeline network from Vijayawada to Dharmapuri in Tamil Nadu. Both these pipelines are successfully commissioned and are operating at optimal level. That is as regards the core assets, as I said. The second facet is that in order to provide stability to our balance sheet, we have also forayed and ventured into new areas, or the areas which are which we were not having significant presence. One area of that is petrochemical. We have started marketing of petrochemical, our own brand name, and after our Rajasthan refinery commissioning, we will have substantial presence in petrochemical arena also. And our Rajasthan refinery project is on track. We have already completed 72% of physical facilities there. Some of the major refining units are in advanced stage of mechanical completion, and we expect that we would start commissioning of the refinery in the phases from in the next calendar year. So that would give us significant presence in petrochemical. Second area is natural gas. We've already commissioned our 5 metric million tons regasification and storage terminal at Chara, which would give us a significant presence in natural gas value chain. So we will have presence in storage and regasification. We already have share in pipeline in terms of transportation of natural gas. And at the customer end, we have presence in 23 geographies across the country in city gas distribution. And also, we are marketing gas to industrial customers directly. So that is the second facet after petrochemical. Third is in terms of biofuels. We are the largest blenders of ethanol in the country in MS, and we have touched 12% blending targets, and blending we are doing across the country with a robust infrastructure for transportation of ethanol through rail wagons, through a pipeline, through road. So that is the third area. We already, as you are aware, we already have two sugar mills operating in Bihar, and from there we are getting ethanol, and from various other places we are getting ethanol. We have also got into CBG, compressed biogas. We have commissioned one of our first plant in Uttar Pradesh, in Badayu, where we have started working. We are in the advanced stage of commissioning of CBG facilities there also. So this will be third area. So we will have petrochemicals, we will have natural gas, and we will have biofuels. And for this, as you are aware, we have already made plans to have a wholly owned subsidiary looking after the green business of the company. And the formation of that wholly owned subsidiary is in a very advanced stage of its formation. So that would give us that kind of stability to our balance sheet. Now, third area is in terms of renewables, in terms of EVs, and in terms of hydrogen. And fourth facet there is from crude to chemicals. So all these areas we are working on. Our next 5 years investment is going to be around enhanced facilities in renewable, in gas, in biofuels, and also in terms of certain value-added products in our refineries for asphalt and bitumen and things like that. So these are the facets. Now, we are over the last year's upset or challenges which we were having, and you would notice that our financials have improved substantially. Our debt equity ratio is in excellent range now. So these are the plans, and as I said in the beginning, the focus was on CapEx, and that CapEx has started yielding results. Our major CapEx now is in our Rajasthan refinery, and I'm very happy to share, as I mentioned, the progress of that. We've already completed 72% of physical progress. All the orders have been placed. The work is going on war footing. And as I said earlier, that during the next calendar year, we will be progressively commissioning our those facilities also. As regards the results of the H1, only few points I want to mention, that our physical performance has been of record level, both in terms of our refining throughput. Our refining throughput, not only we have increased the throughput, we have been able to optimize, and our fuel loss has come down drastically. In terms of marketing, we have gained market share amongst the industry, including the challenges which we faced in terms of private players coming in. But there also, company has been successful in ensuring that we gain market share, and also a concentration is there on non-fuel retails in exploiting our retail network, where we have today close to 22,000 retail outlets across the country. Similarly, in the facet of LPG, we have close to 9.3 crore LPG customers, and we have been growing in the facet of LPG. What I would be more interested in is answering your queries after I've given this very brief detail. As we go forward, as we address your questions, as we address your feedback, we would be trying to exemplify and give more details on whatever I've mentioned. So thank you very much. This is the initial brief I wanted to give. Thank you very much. The floor is open to questions now.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Rustagi from UBS. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for posting super results in the first and second quarter. I have two questions. One is relating to the demerger or, you know, relating to the news of Lubes business. So could you give us more details that what is the update on that? What is the format we are going to follow in terms of Lubes business going forward, and where we in terms of approval? Then I'll come back to my second question.
Yeah, as regards the progress, as regards the new carve-out which we had announced in our, along with the board meeting in the annual results. See, the formation of a new company for a PSU requires a certain regulatory approval from the Government of India. So we have already started, and we are waiting the final approval from the respective regulatory authorities for the new company. But nevertheless, the objective of carving out the company was to ensure that this new business, which is an independent unit, free from all controls and all, and having very free and fair pricing, this is one which will enable HPCL to utilize its assets of lubricants and the market reach which we have. We are the market leader as regards lubricants is concerned. And we sell almost 650 TMT of lubricant products in the country every year. So we intend to carve out this company into a separate unit. We have various options which we can follow. Either we can list this company, come out with an IPO, or we can get in a strategic partner. So currently the discussions are on and about the various options, and at the most appropriate time the decision would be taken on the further.
But sir, when you're going to get the clarity on the carve-out process, like are you going for the IPO or listing or any joint venture? When will get that clarity? Because it is almost now 7-8 months we discussed last time.
This financial year we'll be taking. And in the meantime, you see that we have made various progress as regards increasing the market reach for lubricants. We are tied up with Caltex. We are manufacturing and marketing their products also here. And as we have also set up a fully owned subsidiary in Dubai, JAXA FZCO. They are marketing their products into MENA region, Middle East and Africa region, and the company is performing well, and new volumes and geographies are being added every quarter.
Okay. And so my second question relates to Rajasthan Refinery. So how much CapEx has been incurred? What has been our equity contribution to that? And how much equity contribution is yet to be contributed? And when are we expecting the project mechanical completion and commissioning? Both timelines, if you can provide us.
See, the total project cost of this refinery is 73,000 crores. As regards the capital expenditure, as on date, we have done almost 37,000 crores of capital expenditure. And as regards the commissioning or the progress on the project, Chairman has already covered. As regards the physical progress, 72% of the progress has been done. Several units are in advanced stage of commissioning. Maybe in near future, in a progressive manner, the units will start getting commissioned. We are hopeful that the refinery portion of the refinery would start, may get mechanically completed in March. And the CAPEX, the petrochemical may follow thereafter. So the next calendar year would be the year where we will start getting some product out of this refinery. As regards the total equity contribution, the total project of 73,000 crore would be funded, 48,600 from loans and the balance is from the equity. And the total equity contribution from HPCL would be around 18,000 crores. Out of that, we have already contributed 9,500 crores, and 26% of, in addition to this, around 26% has been contributed by the government of us.
Okay, great, sir. Sir, thanks for answering my question. Wish you all the best, and wish the entire team a happy and prosperous Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaya from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for having this call. Sir, on Vizag, currently on a run rate basis, we are 11 million tons. So how would the progress be of reaching 15 million tons? How much of ramp up this year and how much of ramp up next couple of years?
Yeah. See, in the month of March 23, we had commissioned the CDU-4, that is the new 9 million ton unit. So since then we have been operating the facility at 11 million metric ton. Now in the opening remarks, our chairman had stated that we have commissioned the FCHCU, that is fully convertible hydrocracking unit. Now with the commissioning of this unit, our secondary processing capacity will increase further. Now we'll be ramping up this refinery, and the refinery would be running at around 13.5 to 13.7 million metric tons. And once the RUF unit, that is the bottom upgradation unit, is commissioned, then it will go beyond 15 million metric tons.
Hello, the 13.7 will we be able to achieve next year, sir?
No.
this quarter itself will be operating at that facility, at that level.
Got it, sir. Sir, and also in terms of case, yes, sir.
So I can only say that as I speak today, even now also we have started accruing the increased capacity of this new unit. And I will get additional 2 million ton on an annual basis. Pro rata, we can calculate.
Got it, sir. Sir, also in terms of our marketing volumes, so of the diesel petrol that we sell, in terms of what we take from our own Vizag and Mumbai, apart from the rest of the sourcing, can you just give a breakup? So where do we take it from, and those are adjusted for export duty, so we'll be getting it relatively a lower price.
Yeah. See, if I have to give you a current mix of the sourcing of the product, I get almost, like in case of MS, currently almost 43% is from my own two refineries. I get around 24% from HMEL, which is again our JV, wherein we have a 50% share. And 34% is what we source it from outside. And similarly, as regard HSD is concerned, it is 47%, 31%, and 21% is what we take it from outside. Now, subsequent to the enhanced capacity of Vishak refinery, once the Vishak and RUF facilities are also completed, this would become 61% would be in-house, that is our two refineries for HSD, and 16% from HMEL. So balance 23% is what we are going to source from outside. But once the Rajasthan refinery comes in, the entire HSD would be internal only between HPC or HPC JV companies. As regard MS is concerned, after Rajasthan refinery is there, 49% would be the from both our refineries, and 10% would be from HMEL, and 12% from HRRL. So what is left out is around 29% would be sourcing it from other refiners. That is standalone refiners. It includes both Reliance, Niara, MRPL, NRL, and all also.
Got it, sir. Very useful. Just one last question from my side. So on the Barmer refinery, utilization, by when we probably be around, say, 80% or so? When is your expectation?
You are talking about the progress of the capital?
The ramping up of the facility and reaching close to 80% of utilization. So by when?
80% maybe another 3-4 months. Barmer is right now around 72%. Utilization, okay. That may be in after 1 year. In 1 year, we'll be reaching that after commissioning.
So we expect commissioning by March of next year, full mechanical completion by March of next year, and maybe say in FY25 end or FY26 is something that we can get to 80%. Is that right?
Yes, yes. You are right.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Rohra from Helios. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good morning to you. Firstly, wish you a very, very happy Diwali to you, Chairman, sir, to the Director of Finance and entire team at HPCL and all your families as well, sir. So firstly, I would like to congratulate you. You have done an incredible job, at HPCL, and clearly, the physical performance of HPCL has actually doubled virtually in the last maybe 4 to 5 years, where we've grown from basically 15-16 million ton to today 36, and maybe after Rajasthan you'll go to 45. So excellent work on the company point of view, excellent work you did for the nation as well last year by whatever we did cumulatively as the oil marketing companies, so very good stuff on that. So, sir, I would like to now just touch upon, I would take about 2 minutes of your time. So, sir, I would just like to touch upon, now we are on the investors, right? Because ultimately, the objective of all our investors is to make, healthy returns. And one thing, sir, we clearly see is that, the performance of the return of the shares is clearly disproportionate to the infrastructure created, the financials delivered. Let's come to think of it. Yeah, we are a 25% ROE company, okay, and we are trading at 2x P multiple. I mean, I don't find any company in the world, you can check this on Bloomberg or Reuters or any financial medium, a company of having a 25% ROE, would trade at 2x multiple. I mean, it's absolutely absurd, right? So there's really, something which is not, connecting between, the investor confidence. But the reality of life is that, you guys are doing a splendid job and not many companies in the world can deliver what you people are doing, So it's extremely commendable and, it's clearly showing in the throughput and in the capacity enhancement, etc. Sir, I just had a few suggestions, here, which, if you could take on board and a few questions as well. So, sir, firstly, because of the fact that last year, we had an abnormal period of losses or whatever. So, sir, historically, HPCL always pays out about 30-35% dividend. So can we expect that, because last year, we've not, paid dividend, so this year we can actually expect, a significantly higher payout than the 30-35, which means that can we do like 40-50% payout ratio? Secondly, sir, today, as you said that, our CapEx phase, is now virtually finished and, we are now basically entering a payback period. So, my humble thought process was, and can you correct me if I'm right on this, that our incremental EBITDA is now going to be sharply higher than, our CapEx. Because all companies always talk about CapEx, but nobody ever talks about, how much are we going to generate as EBITDA. So I would humbly request, that can you please also, talk about, what EBITDA are we going to generate? Because CapEx is obviously, always, taken very negatively by, analysts and investors, So if you can just talk about, how much EBITDA as well, are we looking to, generate. Sir, thirdly, you spoke about, Bama Refinery. So sir, I have a very interesting, thought process here. I mean, Bama Refinery, is a project which was conceived maybe, 7-8 years ago. And at that point of time, diesel cracks in the world were never about 10. It was always sub-10, right? So now the matter of fact is that, diesel cracks are hovering around, I would not say 30 and all that, but say 20 as an average. So can Bama Refinery actually be a very profitable project for HPCL, which today is being construed negatively? So can you please clarify, a bit on Bama and, how do you, see numbers shaping up on that front? And sir, just one last thing, I would want to ask you before I end, is that, sir, the lubricant part of the business, I mean, today, you are number one player in India. You also, sir, said that you are manufacturing for Caltex as well today. And sir, so, we are about nearly 40% and, Castrol today is about, 15-18,000 crore market cap. So, sir, our lubricant business itself is worth about 20-25,000 crore, So just one suggestion, sir, is that why not shares are given to shareholders, shareholders of HPCL get shares of the lubricant, which actually will start the processing of unlocking of this great giant which you have built, because ultimately, sir, market cap also should translate into reality, right? Because, 35,000 crore market cap is absolutely not fair, to the good work which you are doing, sir, because if you said that 70,000 crore is to set up Bama Refinery, today, 45 million ton of HPCL cannot be trading at 35,000 crore market cap, So, I just want that your good work should also translate into investors rewarding, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Sumit. Yes, I fully endorse what you are saying is the market is not giving us the right value which HPCL is deserving. But nevertheless, I can only say that yes, last year was a blip and those situations were different. They were testing times and fortunately our company could come out of it and right now we are again putting up robust performances. And I'm sure with consistent robust performance, the market will start valuing the shares and we will get the right valuation which we legitimately deserve. And from the management side, I can only say that we are making the right moves, we are taking the right steps, right investments are being made and strategically we are getting into various value enrichment areas which definitely would show up in our results
and accordingly the shareholders would also immensely benefit both in terms of dividend as well as the share price improvements. As regards your question on the Barmer refinery, yes, what cracks were envisaged when the project was conceived and the current cracks, yes, the diesel cracks currently are higher than what has been considered in the project appraisals, but these things will keep on changing. But yes, this Rajasthan refinery is going to have immense value to HPCL. It will give us the product security, plus it will give us an entry into petrochemical business. This is a refinery. This is the first integrated refinery which is being set up in India, which highest petchem intensity, almost 26% is the petchem intensity. Plus, this the product which will come out of this refinery, they are building block products which we can use it for further enhancement and give us a further leeway into O2C and other specialty chemicals, which would also contribute to the overall growth of the company as well as growth in the bottom line of the company. Now, as regards the lube and the dividend is concerned, yes, we have noted what you have stated, but these being price sensitive information, I cannot be making any comments on that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manikanta Gare from Franklin Templeton, India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for providing me the opportunity, sir. Good morning. Just wanted to understand on the Barmer refinery side, how much of the...
Manikanta, sir, can you please come closer to this handset or speak loudly? Your voice is not audible.
I hope it is clear now.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, wanted to understand how much debt has been used up in the Barmer refinery so far.
It's almost 26,000.
Okay, and can you give me some understanding on why that is not getting reflected in the consolidated balance sheet of us?
That is because of the Ind AS requirements. Although 74% of the shareholding is with us, but various provisions of the JV agreement and all, and the provisions regarding control, there are one or two clauses which, as per the statutory auditors and the accounting provisions, this will, for the purpose of financial consolidation, this will not be considered as a subsidy. That is the case with several other companies also, like TPCL and in the IOC, and so that primarily is the case.
Okay, so does that also mean that we will not have any recourse to this debt that is being taken on the Barmer refinery?
Sorry, I am not able to hear your voice.
Sir, so does that also mean that we don't have any recourse to this debt which is being taken?
Manikanta, your voice is not audible.
I hope it is audible now.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, better now. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So does it also mean that HPCL will not have recourse to the debt which is being taken at Barmer refinery level?
Recourse means it is the debt has been taken on book of balance sheet of HRRL, and HPCL and the government of Rajasthan are the sponsors for the debt. So we have given sponsor support undertaking for those loans.
No, sir. I just wanted to understand to that extent. Is that project ring fenced? Is what I was trying to understand.
Ring fenced. Yeah. It is ring fenced because what all product will be manufactured by that, the marketing would be done by HPCL. That is what the lenders have seen. Although they have lended it to this new company, and whatever is the output from the refinery would be taken by HPCL. So that offtake guarantees are there with it. So accordingly, the loan has been.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are audible.
All right. So I have two or three questions. One, if I can get a sense of what will be the product yield of gasoline, diesel and ATF, and I'm mentioning these three because these three are fairly significant products in the overall slate. By the end of FY25, when Vizag and Mumbai expansions are completely done, rather commissioned, can we get a sense of what the product yield would be for diesel, MS and ATF?
See, if I have to give the product yield for both our refineries, from our refineries almost 18% would be the yield of MS. As regards HSD is concerned, the yield would be around between 50 to 55%, both refineries put together.
Sure.
If I take only Vishak, maybe the yield would be higher.
Okay.
And balance would be the LPG, furnace oil and all. In Vishak, there will be no furnace oil.
Understood, sir. The second question was with respect to the gas business. You mentioned about the Chhara terminal having been commissioned. Can we get a sense of what kind of offtake arrangements are already in place for Chhara? Are we going to internally consume the whole of 5-MMT? But I think that's unlikely. So can we get a sense of what the marketing arrangements are for placing these 5 million tons and whether we also have sourcing arrangements for those volumes as of now?
See, this Chhara, this Chhara terminal, this is a separate wholly owned subsidiary of HPCL. We have called it HPLNG Limited. Now, this company would be running on a tolling model whereby the capacity would be hired out. So anyone who is interested in booking the capacity, they can book the capacity. We are already in the market for booking the capacity. We have got encouraging response from prospective people who want to book capacity, and once it is done, we'll let you know. And as regard HPCL is concerned, since HPCL is also already there in this line of business, yes, HPCL will also be booking capacity in this terminal. And as regard the sourcing is concerned, the sourcing of gas would be done by HPCL because HPCL would be marketing it, and as regard storing that product is concerned, that would be stored in a Chhara terminal or any other terminal if economics so works.
Alright. And the third question, sir, if I may, was with respect to the CAPEX. You mentioned about the plan in the, over the next 5 years where the focus will be on enhancing the renewable portfolio, the gas business, as well as, you know, focusing on value-added products in your downstream. Can we get a broad breakup in terms of what is the 5-year CAPEX being envisaged and broken down into downstream petroleum renewables as well as the gas space?
Yeah, if I could give you for next 5 years, the CAPEX would be around 75,000 crore. Around 25 to 30% of the CAPEX would be in for the renewables and the gas segment. Then the refinery would take another 20% and the balance would be the other marketing process which will be.
Sorry, refinery would be how much, sir? I didn't get the percentage.
20%.
Refining would be 20%, refining renewable energy plus gas would be around 30-odd%, and the balance would be on the downstream marketing segment, 50%.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you are saying?
Yes, yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Have a happy Diwali. I'll come back if I have more questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have two questions. The first one is with respect to this CAPEX only. So you've mentioned 75,000 crore for the next 5 years. So does it mean that the annual CAPEX would be like something like more than 12-13,000 crore?
Yeah, average what you have said, average will be around 14-15,000 crore.
For the next 5 years, right?
Yes, yes.
And how do you see the debt outlook right now? We have got like almost like 51,000 crore of standalone debt. So do you have any debt target in your mind, or it will be like a resultant of whatever the scenario is down the line?
I can only say that looking at the current levels, the peak debt is behind us. We'll not be adding debt to it. Most of it, looking into our future financial performance, would be funded out of internal generation. So we will not be adding more debt on the books.
So you're saying the net debt of 46,000 crore could be the peak level in terms of the standalone business?
You can say 50,000 would be the peak level, yeah.
Okay. And sir, second part of the question is relating to your EV value chain. So you've done some deal with Gogoro regarding what you call battery swapping, and you also have got EV charging station. So what are the initial findings? I mean, what kind of profits are you making, or do you have any number in mind? We are just trying to reassess maybe 10 years down the line as a separate segment, how much this this will like contribute. Any idea on that?
See, right now, we are engaging with different service providers and all. That primarily is to see that a proper reach is reached, a proper ecosystem for EVs are there. And currently we have around more than 2,500 such charging stations which is there on HPCL accounts. So we want to be in that space. We don't want to lose out when an opportunity comes. So we have been tying up with several of them. Gogoro is one of them. We have also tied up with Honda for battery swapping, and there are other agencies also where we have tied up with for charging and all. So we will see as to what opportunities are coming into this, and accordingly then we will regulate our investment and effect in this segment and reach out and get a fair market share in this product.
So in this existing business, can you give us some unit economics, any returns, what you are generating or anything of that sort, or is it too premature right now?
It is too premature to put numbers to that.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, if possible, can you throw some light on the bottom upgrade unit commissioning, which will improve your Vizag's overall gross refining margins? And how much GRM improvement can be expected post completion of this unit?
See, once the bottom upgradation unit would be commissioned, now this would be upgrading the bottoms of the product, and that will not only happen on the enhanced capacity, but it will happen on the full capacity, that is full 15 million ton of product, which would be there at the Vizag refinery, the bottom upgradation would happen. And secondly, as regards what would be the incremental GRM on this count, the incremental GRM will be between $3 to $4 per barrel on account of this. And we are hopeful. Currently, the activities, the progress as regards the rough is going on in full swing, and we expect that by January, February, the mechanical completion will be completed.
So, can we expect, sir, in FY25 onwards, these kind of boosting to the GRM? So second question, can you update us on the capital infusion in terms of the right issues? When can we expect the right issues for the SPCL or the preparation allotments?
See, the Government of India had in their budget document stated that 30,000 crores would be infused. So although there were initial discussions on the thing, a finality has not yet been reached. As and when there is a development on that front, we will definitely
say. So, from your guesstimates only, will it happen in FY24 or will it be postponed for the FY25?
Just going by the intention of the government, that was for the current financial year, so it should be consummated in this financial year.
Okay, and the last one, if possible, can you please share the operating expenses in per barrel terms for the refineries, all the refineries?
It could be around $3 a barrel, $3.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is regarding the mixing of bio, agro-based ethanol, etc. with our products. So how we are economizing, in the sense that, most of the producers are located at one place and our distribution is in the entire country. So, you know, the mixing plants are being set up close to the source of ethanol, or how we are doing it, sir. Can you kindly explain?
Yes, see, the ethanol is being procured and it is being transported to various locations, and at the location when the product is being sent to the petrol pumps, that is a pre-mixed product which is sent.
So mixing is not necessarily done at the refinery point only.
No.
Sales depot also, that facilities are created for mixing it along with petrol.
Yes.
And sir, we are not mixing anything with diesel so far, or are we?
See, there is biodiesel is there, but right now there is no mixing which is happening.
Okay. Another question is regarding Barmaid refinery. Are we putting up some solar facilities also there? That being a very area where a lot of solar plants are being designed in Rajasthan. So are we also putting up as part of our capital expenditure? And have we started producing solar power there so far?
No, as of now we have not set up, but they are under active consideration. But yes, we will be sourcing green power for purpose of operating the refinery.
50%. Okay. Okay. Achha, one more thing, sir, that, how you are viewing the use of petrol and diesel in coming days, and are you seeing any reduction in the consumption because of alternative electric is available, gases are available, so are you seeing any less demand right now for these products?
See, if you see the consumption pattern of the various products, be it MS or HSD, you can see that there has been a consistent growth. MS has been growing around 5 to 6% per annum, and in case of HSD, it's been around 2% growth which is there. While yes, in terms of new sales, the proportion there has been a marginal increase in the EV, mobile, the cars and scooters and all. But yes, as of now, we have not seen any significant impact on MS and HSD. The growth continues to be seen in these products also.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity.
Kirtan Mehta, can you please switch to the handset?
Am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity. Would you be able to share the financial highlights for HMEL refinery in terms of the Q2 and H1 performance? As well as the another related question is, how is the petrochemical expansion project is doing there? Has it achieved the full utilization, and what is the contribution to the margin that it is accruing to? And one more related question is whether the HMEL refinery is now able to access the natural gas as it was being planned.
Yeah, first coming to the performance of HMEL. HMEL had, during this H1, made net profit of almost 1700 crores. During this period, the crude throughput was around 6.5 million metric tons, and the GRM was $18 a barrel. And what was the other question?
Performance of the petrochemical expansion project there.
The petchem facility has got commissioned, and the same is currently operating at almost 70% capacity. And
another question related was, we were planning to use natural gas upon completion of the Mehsana-Bhatinda pipeline there. So has that natural gas access has started for the HMEL?
Yeah, they have started sourcing, and even HPCL has signed a contract for supply of gas to them.
what would be the volume that they'll be receiving, natural gas?
I don't have the updated numbers, we'll let you know.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidyadhar Ginde from Swarm Asset Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So my question was that after the bottom upgradation unit is commissioned and starts operating efficiently, in which products, which are the products like diesel, petrol, LPG, where the production will go up by how much percentage points in the product slate, and which products the production will come down? I presume fuel oil is one of them. So it could give us some numbers there. So how much is diesel proportion now? How much it will go after the diesel, petrol, LPG up and down, fuel oil, etc., whatever?
If I could take the Visakh refinery current slate, the distillate yield is almost 75% over there.
No, I wanted specific products.
Yeah, and I'm coming to that, yes.
Sure.
And the rough unit is commissioned, the distillate yield will improve from 75 to 85, 86%. Now, primarily, whatever is the increase is going to happen in HSD, where the distillate yield will go from 50, almost 48, 50 to 60%. MS would remain at around 18%. Then LPG and naphtha, LPG would be around 5%, naphtha would be 5%, and furnace oil would be nil.
Okay, so basically diesel will go up and furnace oil will become zero.
That's
effective.
Okay. So furnace oil is a product which doesn't add much value. That would totally get wiped off from the slate.
And you don't produce even pet coke in what you are following.
Yes, there is no pet coke. There will be a pitch. So that pitch would be used for valorization.
So pitch will be what proportion?
That will be around 2-3%. I'm not typing the exact number, but like 2-3%, not more.
Okay, so basically you will have probably one of the best refineries in India in terms of the product slate.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody who doesn't produce fuel oil, produce a substantial quantity of pet coke, which instead of that you are producing just 2-3% pitch, you are suggesting.
Yeah, correct.
And you said pitch you are going to use for what?
It can be used for valorization, it can be used for making bitumen, or you can use it for other industrial applications, be it cement or other places. We are working out with various industries as to where we can add more value and have a better realization.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we will request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you very much. So, based on the information shared on HMEL, is it possible to indicate how much of the $80 is attributed to the petrochemical business, and how do you see the integrated margins from the HMEL refinery once the petrochemical business ramps up to, say, 90-100%? And secondly, similarly, the Rajasthan refinery, what is the kind of margin you would expect from just the refinery, and what is the additional delta you can get from the commissioning of the petrochemical unit?
See, as regard HMEL is concerned, the GRM number is for the petroleum product.
So once you start making profits in petrochemical, how would the profit be reported? Will it be included on the GRM, or will you show it separately as a petrochemical?
It will be separately. It will be a different segment, so accordingly it will be.
Okay. And similarly in S-Farm, Rajasthan refinery, what is the kind of EBITDA per ton one can expect for the petrochemical business at current spreads, and what is the GRM you are working on as things stand today once the refinery is commissioned?
The Rajasthan refinery, the GRM would be in the range of $20 a barrel.
Okay, and in terms of the petrochemical business, what is the kind of EBITDA or gross margin per ton?
That would depend upon the ruling prices of petchem. It keeps on varying.
No, but I mean, in terms of the, you know, evaluation of the project, assuming average margins, because there's a certain amount of capex you are incurring, right?
So for purpose of evaluation of the project, the EBITDA levels were around 8,000 crores per year.
8,000 crores per year from petrochemicals?
From the entire project.
Entire project, okay. So just one last thought if I can squeeze in. What is the time, when do you expect the visibility on the cash flows from the standalone CGD units? That's about 14, right? And what is the kind of volume you can expect from these CGD units, say, 2 or 3 years? And what is the kind of, you know, EBITDA per SCM or overall contribution to EBITDA you can expect from the CGD business?
See, currently, we are selling almost 0.4 million metric tons of CNG.
Okay.
So we expect that another 4-5 years, the same would be around, we'll be touching around 1 million metric ton as regards CNG is concerned.
Okay, so thank you very much and wish you all the best. Wish you all the season's greetings and happy Diwali.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rajesh Aynor from ITI Limited. Please go ahead. Sorry, the current participant line has been disconnected. We have a next question from Rajesh Aynor from ITI Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you briefly touched upon this. My question is around, deficit between our marketing and refining production. Currently, let's say it's around 50% where we actually buy out almost 50% of the products from other sources, including our, HMEL and other things. After Rajasthan completion and, the current ongoing expansion project, you gave the exact thing, I just wanted to reconfirm that, as in, how much would be our captive diesel, petrol and LPG? Can you please,
After Rajasthan comes in, the entire diesel, it would be either from HPCL refineries or JV refineries of HPCL. And as regards MS is concerned, almost 70% would be HPCL and HPCL JV refineries, that is HMEL and HRRL. And around 30% of MS we will have to outsource.
Okay, and LPG?
Pardon?
LPG will continue as it is because
LPG is not going to be changed.
Okay, understood. And sir, just one more small question if I can speak. What is the operating cost at the two refineries currently? Roughly in dollars per barrel.
Can you repeat the question? You're not audible.
No. The operating cost of the two refineries in dollars per barrel. Let's say we get the gross margin from
$3 to $4
per barrel. Okay. Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirin Tiwari from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is a clarificatory one. So if we can just break down the OPEX that you mentioned, $3 per barrel in terms of refinery-wise OPEX, so how would it be for Mumbai, Vizag and for HMEL? And what is the kind of OPEX we are expecting in Barmer in dollar per barrel terms?
We'll separately let you know on this.
All right, sir. So then in that case, can we have, sir, the inventory levels in terms of either number of days or quantity for crude and products at the moment that we are holding as of September?
See, for crude, we are holding almost 23 days of inventory. And the marketing inventory is almost 30 days.
30 days. 30 days across, right? Yeah. Lastly, sir, like, you know, please update on the pipeline common carrier regulations. Like, you know, are they implemented or, like, you know, in process of implementation? Your thoughts on that, please, sir? And how would
we have only stated what has come in the media. Otherwise, as such, there is no official communication on any
such. So there is no, I mean, like, you know, implementation timeline, etc., which has been given as such right now, right, sir?
Neither there is a directive nor an order on that.
Okay. But do you foresee, like, you know, something like that impacting our pipeline business in any way going ahead?
These things keep on coming for discussion. But as such, there is no regulation, regulatory directive or change as of now.
Understood, sir. So for the refinery OPEX, I'll reach out to you separately in that case. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So is there any way you can provide any indicative number of the marketing inventory gains in the quarter?
The marketing inventory gain was almost 1200 crores for the quarter.
Okay. And on the refining side?
900 crores.
Sure. Also, the refinery OPEX that you mentioned, will that go up post Vizag bottom accreditation or will it remain the same?
It could be around that one. Because the divisor would be there because of increased throughput. And sure. Units are also very energy efficient. Okay.
And lastly, the CAPEX 75,000 crores that you mentioned, that excludes the Rajasthan refinery, right? And includes everything else, including CGD and everything else.
It would include the balance equity contribution.
Okay, so equity contribution.
Almost 10,000, the balance would be there.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two questions from my end. One was more related to crude sourcing. After the entire expansion projects are done, how do you see your crude sourcing change and what are the advantages on the crude side that you can show up on the refining margins?
Primarily, the crude sourcing would not go any material change. But yes, the Vishak refinery would be capable of floating more heavy, processing more heavy crudes. So that we will continue to be looking at opportunity crudes wherever they are available, and the crudes which will definitely add more value to us to us considering our PIMS model, that is the, and those would be considered for processing.
So just an extension to that question, like, because now there is marketing freedom on oil for ONGC, has that impacted you in any form or fashion in terms of sourcing domestic crude?
So we already have signed a contract with them for next 3 years.
Okay. And so the final question was more related to the 5-year CAPEX plan. Can you just talk us through, out of this 14,000-15,000 crores that you kind of spending, about almost 20% is going on the new energy side. Like, is there a thinking process of how you kind of deploy it? Is it back, front-loaded, back-loaded? Like, how are you thinking about all of that?
See, most of the projects would be on the solar and wind hybrid model capacities. So the effect cycle is not a long run one. So these would happen more around the consistent basis as regards the renewable energy. So every year we will be taking up new projects to increase the capacity of the renewable front. And the expenditures would be more or less consistent.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today.
I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vardarajan Sivasankar for closing comments.
Thank you, Akshay. I see a few more questions in the queue. I would request them to get in direct touch with the management or let me send your questions to me and I'll see how we can address that. I wish to thank all the participants for taking out time to participate in this call. And thanks the management for giving us this opportunity to host the call. Have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you and wish all of you a happy season's greeting and happy Diwali to you and all members of your family. Thank you.
Thank you.